Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
J.J. Watt obviously in the news because the Houston Texans released him. He's made some cryptic tweets and suggestions about where he's going to go, whether it's going to be Green Bay, I don't know, possibly Chicago, a few teams out there. In discussing J.J. Watt, he also mentioned something that I love to do very much, but some national, NFL guy, Ian Rappaport, disagrees with. Here is a little bit from the NFL Network here. I love the fact that Andrew Siciliano is sitting there going, no, naps are awesome, naps are great, and Rappaport is completely ignoring him.
Yes.
So J.J. Watt was saying one of his tweets, whatever he mentioned that, naps are awesome. He's right.
No. Rap is definitely on the right side of this coin.
What are you talking about?
Naps are, they will make you feel groggy the rest of the day. You could be doing something productive. Nighttime is when you are supposed to sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, then maybe go to bed earlier. Maybe make a better plan.
Well, sometimes you can't do that because part of your job is to stay up and watch things on television so you can talk about them the next morning. And when I get home from work sometimes, especially on a Friday, I am just exhausted. So I like to take a two-hour nap. And yeah, the first
Holy
half.
Holy cow. How long?
That's like a sleep.
Yes.
2 hours.
At what point do we call it not a nap, but a restful slumber?
A restful slumber. Sometimes, from 12 to 2, it's a good time to take a restful slumber. Or after lunch from 2 to 4, whatever. Sometimes you do it. I just falling asleep. You're watching television, and next thing you know, my wife should take pictures of me because sometimes I'll be in like a chair. Like not a sofa, but a chair, and the head goes down, and for like 45 minutes I'm like this the whole time.
Yes,
there's nothing wrong with a nap.
Yes, well, yeah. I guess if you're in the middle of the moat and nobody's going to disturb you in your castle,
yeah,
then go for it. Hey, and to each his own, right?
Yeah,
but
yes.
For me, I can't take a nap because I wake up. And it's like the rest of the day I am living, I'm moving through an absolute fog. Plus, there's so many other things to do. If I have nothing to do and I have time to take a nap, then I would like to actually do something I want to do instead of something I have to do.
Well, I don't have to take a nap. I want to take a nap. I think naps are awesome. I agree. They are. They're just,
A waste of time.
But I think when you don't get enough sleep, now there's some people say, well, it doesn't count. Even if I get like 5 hours at night and my hour and a half or whatever, 2 hour nap some days equals 7 hours, it really, even though it equals seven, it really is not the same.
No.
I kind of like to think differently.
Shocker.
Yeah.
But it's, if you're going to take a nap, most experts would say 10 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're up and you've got to create a dark, environment, a cool environment so that you can make that the most of your 10 to 20 minutes. But then you've got to get up because the longer you sleep, the longer it takes to come out of it.
No.
I mean, you can. Okay, Stoney, you take a 2 hour nap.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you wake up, you're ready to go.
Yeah. Go ready to go. Go do some show prep sometimes, depending on what time of the day. Go. Get on the treadmill, walk the dogs. Yeah,
you're the unicorn like Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I'm glad I've. You know what? My daughter will be very happy that I've been compared to Patrick Mahomes.
Heather, your thoughts on naps?
I agree with you, John. I do like a good nap. There's days when I do appreciate napping for sure. But I think no more than a half hour. If it's more than a half hour, it's like a full sleep and you wake up groggy and you're not ready to go and you've wasted your whole day.
248-539-9797. Naps when you're over the age of, I don't know, 16, are they good? Is there anything wrong with taking a nap as long as it doesn't take away from anything that you need to do? Need to do. Not want to do. Need to do.
If I take a nap or if I'm watching TV like you mentioned, if I have, say I have lunch, I'm watching SportsCenter or something and I fall asleep for a few minutes, I actually wake up and I think, I'm disappointed. I'm kind of mad at myself because there's something that I could have been doing during that time instead of sitting there with my mouth open, my head back, and I wake up and I can't even, you know, I can't move my head.
There are times, especially Mondays, when I'll watch like a good show that took place on a Sunday where I'm lying in bed watching the show. Excuse me. And the next...
You all right over there?
He's waiting for another
I was waiting for the next
one. You need to sneeze or something?
I just pushed
or take a nap.
Yeah, take a nap. I just pushed the cough button. Yeah, I did
Well played, Greg.
Where, like, I'll start watching a show, and I'll wake up, I'll fall asleep, not on purpose, and the show's over. So I have to go and, like, rewind the DVR. You know, the greatest thing and every weekend, and I enjoy watching it, but I always... for the most part, fall asleep watching it. You need to fall asleep. You need to take a nap. Just watch a golf. Watch golf on television.
Golf is like kryptonite.
It's unbelievable. You just sit there on the couch. You're watching the golf, and the next thing you know, you're out. I don't know why it is, and maybe even more now with no crowds.
I can tell you why it is, because it's boring.
Oh, no, it's not.
Watching golf.
It's very relaxing.
Oh, relaxing, yeah, okay, another word for that is boring.
No, not really. You don't like, well, you're not a golfer then.
I golf every once in a while, but for golf, I'm interested in it. I want to watch the highlights. I need things to happen, you know, in succession. Something to actually happen instead of just walking around watching a guy walk down somebody's lawn.
But that does not happen.
Hey, look at that! There they go. That's green grass.
No, but they usually cut. You know, let's go to Rory on 15. Oh, he misses the putt. All right, let's go. John Rahm's on 12. Vern. I mean, they move around pretty quickly.
When
nobody's making a shot, that happened a couple of weeks ago I was watching, and nobody could make a shot to save their life or a putt. It's horrible.
Yeah. I understand that.
I can watch it. I enjoy it at the same time.
You allow some cheering there. Now all of a sudden it becomes a little more interesting.
Yeah, that I agree with. 248-539-9797. That's the telephone number and the ticket text. Do you agree with me and J.J. Watt? Or do you agree with John and some guy named Ian Rappaport? Some ticket texts, and we'll get to the calls. I agree, no naps. I mean, cranky, foggy, almost painful to wake up to. That's from Jason in Ferndale. Mm-hmm. I'm a pro napper, DJ at work. Naps are amazing. 20 minutes gives me plenty of energy. Once again, John knows nothing of the science he speaks of. It is beneficial to take a 20-minute nap to move the day's brain activity for temporary storage to permanent. Clears the brain to absorb more. Look it up. Yeah, John, do your research.
Yes, I actually looked up the Mayo Clinic. Yeah. Yes.
I am the king of five-minute naps. I may take 1 5-minute nap a day. It refreshes me. 5 minutes?
I agree with that. Even something that short will refresh me.
Okay. Huh. Yes, I agree with Stoney. If your body tells you that you need a nap, then take a nap during the day. It's sometimes enough to get you back on track. I've always felt this for a long time. I remember when I was in college, and it's nothing to do with getting high or anything like that. I always said that, you know, if I was ever really, really rich and wanted to, like, donate a building, instead of, like, a library or a classroom or a statue, I'd build the Michael Stone Sleep Center, where you had a building on campus, especially for people who lived off campus, where between classes, if they had, like, a couple hours, they could just go and, you know, take a nap, have rooms with cots or whatever. I think that'd be great.
Bow chicken, wow, wow.
No. Butch and Monroe, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hi, guys, gals.
Hi, Butch.
I just have a quick question for John, if he doesn't mind. John, how old are you?
I am 45.
Okay. Well, John, I would like to have you just, if you keep a diary or whatever, I would like you to just jot this date down today and say that you know, you're not in favor of naps. And when you get to be my age, which is 77, to see if you've changed your mind. I get up early, and by 12 o'clock, I'm slowing down a little bit, and a half-hour nap between 12:30 and 1 o'clock, I can go the rest of the day. I don't think I could without that little 50 or 20-minute nap.
Well, Butch, I'll take your word for it, and I also think that you mentioned my age, your age. You have the luxury of having that time to take that nap, and I am maybe I'm more jealous than anything else.
But Butch, being 77, that's probably your least productive year.
Oh no, that's a great number to be.
Damn, you caught on. Keith in Oak Park, you're a 97.1 The Ticket.
You just slid that one right by me.
Yeah, I tried. What's up, Keith?
Hi, guys. Keith from Oak Park. I'm a buddy of Stoney's. He knows I drive for a living, and I get some of my best naps. Like, I take people to the airport. I'll get to that cell phone lot maybe a half hour, 45 minutes early on purpose, and just I've had some of my best naps in that parking lot, and I feel so much better afterwards. So I'm with Stoney on this one.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a nice long nap. A nappy poo, as I like to call it.
A nappy poo.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Another reason not to take one.
Naps rule. And tell John I'm going to kick his ass after I wake up from my old man nap this afternoon.
You know what? I understand people, you know, hey, maybe they feel a little bit more energized after the nap. Uh-huh. If I get tired like that, I would prefer to get a little bit of exercise and maybe go for a walk, get outside, hop on the bike, do whatever. And that's my preference instead of shutting things down for 10 or 15 minutes.
Kel in Pennsylvania. John, you are 100% right. I feel like crap every time after day napping. I'm 43 and I've always hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Matt from Clio. For once, I agree with Stoney. A one-hour nap on top of a six-hour night of sleeping equals a full night of sleeping for me. That is the way I feel. If the nap is too long, then you do feel punky the rest of the day. John, you will discover this when you hit the age of 50.
50. So I got 5 years left in me, do I?
Yes. Yeah.
Of full day productivity.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.